I'm Rona Tarrant. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were in high school is calling for an FBI investigation. Christine Blasey Ford said that should happen before she testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on her allegations. Her attorney, Lisa Banks, told CNN that Ford has been receiving death threats and harassment and fears for her safety, and testifying would be premature. Judge Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. Advocates for refugee admissions to the United States have condemned the historically low cap of 30,000 for fiscal year 2019, which was announced this week. The figure is one-third less than last year's 45,000, which had been the lowest number on record. In a statement, Bishop Joe Vasquez said the number was deeply disturbing and leaves many human lives in danger at a time of unprecedented global humanitarian need. He called on Congress to urge the administration to restore admission numbers to levels that reflect the country's values. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has opened a preliminary probe into Myanmar's crimes against Rohingya Muslims, including killings, sexual violence and forced deportations. The move is the first step towards a full investigation of Myanmar's military crackdown, which has seen some 700,000 people flee into neighbouring Bangladesh. It comes nearly 2 weeks after judges ruled that even though Myanmar has not signed up to the International Criminal Court, it still has jurisdiction over the crimes because Bangladesh is a member. Weeks before the midterm elections, the US Supreme Court is ruling that political nonprofits must start disclosing many of their big donors. The decision allows a lower court ruling on transparency to go into effect. However, this isn't the final decision, and nonprofit groups are still working on an appeal to challenge the underlying case. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.